Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Fall is approaching, sometimes in the weather, but it's definitely noticeable at sunset. This is usually the time to cut back or throw away plants that are spent. Also, this is when we often talk about letting things grow out till the end, or hardening off trees and shrubs. However, there is one part of the landscape that should be getting fertilized and ready to grow. That's the lawn. Cool season lawns, like fescue, perform best in cool seasons, as the name would imply. Hopefully, they should be recovering from the rampage of the July sun and armyworms. Some lawns may still need some time. Because Kansas sits in the transition zone, we can support some warm and some cool season grasses, but we really aren't perfect for either. The summer tends to burn up our cool season grasses, and winters are much too cold for warm season grasses all year round. As we get through September and October, the cool season lawns should shine, and to encourage this, they need to be fertilized. Fall is actually the best time to fertilize cool season grasses, as it helps them grow out and store carbohydrates before winter. If it's still sweltering, you might hold on just a little longer, but once days are around or below 80 degrees, it's a good time to fertilize fescue. High nitrogen applications are common, but phosphorus and potassium, the other two numbers on the bag, might also be necessary. Typically, those numbers are arranged in N, P, and K in that order. Any time of year is good to get a soil sample, ideally at a depth of 6 inches down, and take it to the extension office for testing. Along with fertilizing, fall is also good for overseeding lawns, aerating, and dethatching. Let's start with the last one. Dethatching is a process involving a machine that cuts through the thatch layer of grass. This is a sometimes thick layer of shed leaves, dead roots, and overall organic matter on top of the soil and beneath the leaf blades. This layer can be good for a lawn and decomposes to feed the soil, but it can also prove problematic by preventing chemicals like fertilizer and grub killers from penetrating to the ground. Tall fescue is a bunch-type grass, not a creeper, so you'll probably be looking to dethatch creeping bent grass, Kentucky bluegrass, or some Bermuda grass from the summer. Aerating is done with a separate tool that pulls out small plugs of soil, helping to alleviate compaction, open channels for fertilizer and sulfur, and also remove some thatch. Lastly, fall is a great time to seed new grass. Temperatures are milder and moisture is higher, if we have the last few weeks to go by. Broadcasting, hand scattering, or just filling in bare spots all work, but make sure they get water for them to germinate. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.